Hello everyone and welcome to episode 1 of Pod Talks. I'm Trent Mattoon, here today with my partner Logan Ackerman and our special guest Kaylee Beloki. Kaylee just flew in from Chicago and immediately came to the studio, which we very much appreciate. Kaylee, I figured we could start off by talking about your experiences at NDSU, being that you're alumni. We're just kind of wondering what were some of your best memories from being a student at NDSU.
Yeah, probably similar to most NDSU alums, favorite memories include football games and obviously fun nights at the turf. Other than that, my time at Berry Hall was awesome as well. Had the privilege of being able to attend classes downtown, and just the space was always amazing in terms of homework, study groups, and that type of thing. It really provided a great atmosphere for that too.
How does it feel being back in Berry Hall?
Pretty good. Actually, I was back last month for NDSU's Meet the Firms to interview students, so I do get back like once a year type thing, so hasn't been that long.
Great.
Okay, so I think we're just going to jump right into the questions here, and our first question for you is, what is your favorite pastime?
So, in terms of my favorite pastime, I have to say my boyfriend and I have a yellow lab. And with just moving to Chicago, our favorite way to explore the city has just been taking him for fun walks around the lake and that type of thing. So any time spent with them, just relaxing and spending time with the dog.
Yeah, yellow labs have a ton of energy, so I bet you're busy walking him around.
Yeah, yep, try to burn that off on the weekends.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, and do you think taking your dog on walks in any way, does that help you with your career?
My career, but it helps me just in terms of staying relaxed and like bringing everything back into perspective and that type of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely when you're busy with a stressful job, like I'm sure you have, I'm sure it's nice to get that away time and really just let loose and hang out.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For our second question, we were wondering if accounting was always your first career choice, and if not, maybe what made you change your mind?
So oddly enough, accounting was always my first career choice,
wow.
Which is kind of the opposite story of what you hear from everyone. The high school I went to had accounting as an elective class that you could take. So I took accounting 1 and accounting 2, which really was just like simple bookkeeping type stuff in high school, and kind of made the decision then that public accounting was what I wanted to do, and so came to NDSU and that's what happened. So
very cool.
Not the normal story, that's for sure.
Okay, yeah. What is your favorite part of accounting? Do you have a specifically?
So I started out with the firm that I'm with doing the traditional audit and public accounting, and now I work more so in business valuation and valuing companies. So I don't necessarily do like accounting, your typical day-to-day accounting anymore with like debits and credits. I'm more so taking what I learned on the accounting side and figuring out like analyzing a company's financials and figuring out what they're worth. So for me, I guess, favorite part of accounting, kind of stepped away from that more so. But favorite part of my job is just being able to interact with business owners. Obviously, as a business owner, they're passionate about their business and that's their baby. And just seeing their eyes light up when they talk about their business or the industry they're in and that type of thing is really cool to see.
Right. And
then I was wondering, Kaylee, what is your current job and what is your role at that job?
Yeah, absolutely. So I work in the valuation group at a large public accounting firm. So my job is to value companies for a variety of different purposes, whether that's for and that type of thing. Or litigation purposes as well, which is more so what I do now, is either shareholders aren't getting along, and so they need to figure out what the company is worth so that one of them can step away. Or maybe a couple's going through a divorce and that business is part of their marital estate. That's more so what I focus on now, working with the attorneys on that type of thing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So Clifton Larson Allen's a pretty big company. I saw they have over 120 locations. What services does Clifton Larson Allen also offer?
Yeah, great question. So one of the things that makes Clifton Larson Allen a little unique is that we aren't just a public accounting firm. We're really a financial services firm. And so public accounting is just one arm of that business. So along with public accounting and that traditional audit and tax work, we also provide outsourcing, which you can really think of it as consulting, whether that's transaction advisory, valuation, full run of the gamut type thing in terms of consulting services. And then we also have a wealth advisory arm, so managing private clients' wealth and that type of thing.
Okay. And with so many different customers, such a wide customer base, what are some things that Clifton Larson Allen does to attract new customers and also keep all of its customers happy?
So it's a little unique, right? So it's not like your typical manufacturing company or company that's selling widgets or that type of thing. What we're selling is really our services and our people at the end of the day. And so it's always been described to me, actually by one of the partners who is now retired, we want to make ourselves sticky, right? And so what that means is you aren't just reaching out to provide a service that they're going to end up paying for, essentially. You're creating sticky relationships so that when something does arise in the business, they're coming to you as that trusted advisor. So you're reaching out and you're asking how their family is and how the family vacation went, or you're making a point to go to a kid's ball game or that type of thing. Just creating that true, authentic relationship with the clients is what's going to make you that trusted advisor down the road when, you know, 20 years from now, okay, maybe that's a bit extreme, but 5 to 10 years from now, they're looking to sell that business or they're looking to transition it to the next generation. They know that they have that trusted relationship with CLA, and so they're going to come back and just, it's going to be their first thought to come and ask us to be their advisor through that situation.
Very cool. Kaylee, I noticed that you have been at Clifton Larson Allen for roughly 6 years.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah?
Yeah, so it'll be 6 years this January.
Cool. I was kind of wondering if you could take us through your journey there and where you started and where you're at now.
Yeah, absolutely. So, bit of a unique career path with CLA. I graduated from NDSU, originally from Fargo, North Dakota. And so when I graduated, I wanted to get far enough from Fargo that it was far, but I still wanted to be able to drive home. So back when I was graduating, to me, Minneapolis at the time seemed too close. And so I actually started in our Des Moines, Iowa office. So started there January, I think 2nd, 2014. And spent about a year in Des Moines, Iowa, started as an intern in tax. And then in order for them to keep me on full time, they needed something for me to do during the summer. And so my internship ended April 15th and I started full time April 16th, with our evaluation group in the Des Moines office. And so after about 9-ish months in Des Moines, kind of decided Des Moines wasn't the place for me. A 7-hour drive home is actually like a really long drive, especially
yes.
by yourself, through the middle of South Dakota. Like, not a lot to see.
No, nothing to look at.
So wanted to get back a little closer home. I was actually recruited by the firm out of our Minneapolis office. So started talking with one of the principals who had recruited me when I was at NDSU. And just asked her, you know, thinking I might want to be back in Minneapolis, what would that look like? Doesn't necessarily need to be right now, but just kind of want to know
just
what that...
Just let you know.
Yeah, just want to know what that would look like in the future type thing. So probably started talking to her about July or August of that year. And by December, right before Christmas, I had moved up to Minneapolis. So with that move, I moved into the manufacturing and distribution group in Minneapolis, primarily doing audit work, a little bit of tax, but mainly audit. And then something with like CLA that's kind of unique, other firms do it too, is that they need to keep us busy during the summer, obviously. So kind of going back to what I had done in Des Moines, was that, so I had done business valuation work a little bit in Des Moines to keep me busy again in the summer. And so that just kind of naturally became what they gave me to do in the summers there. So I spent the next 2 years doing audit work, November, October through April, and then the rest of the year I would do valuation. Take a drink of water.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
I was like, I feel like I'm about to go.
So you've had quite the journey.
Yeah, for sure. So then it was fall of 2016 that the valuation group asked me to join them full-time. And so I've been full-time with valuation ever since. And then just recently, so it would be fall of 2018, found out that my boyfriend would be moving to Chicago for his job, and so made another transfer with the firm. And luckily at that point, it was an easy conversation. So he came home, told me about it, and I was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I can just transfer. And he was like, wow, that was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. But that's kind of a thing that makes CLA unique as well, as they really want to be that firm that promotes inspired careers. And so as long as they can do what they need to do to make you happy in your personal life and keep you, they're going to try to do that. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you went through quite a few positions pretty quickly.
Yeah.
What enabled you? What trait or how did you climb the ladder so quickly?
So I think a big part of it is just that Midwest work ethic, and always being willing to say yes or stay a few hours late or that type of thing, and put in my best effort and really take ownership of my work and my work product. That just really makes or breaks it in the world that I'm in. So
the grind.
Exactly. The grind.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering, I know you just talked about your journey a little bit. I noticed before you went to CLA, you actually did an internship at Arthur Ventures here in Fargo, North Dakota. Was that after you graduated, or?
Nope, that was while I was in school.
While you're in school, okay.
Yep.
How did that kind of prepare you to actually enter the workforce after college?
Yeah, absolutely. So Arthur Ventures is a local venture capital firm in town. And I think what I really learned from that was just the value of putting in that hard work and making yourself indispensable. Also, the value of working with an awesome team. The team at Arthur Ventures is amazing, and I still keep in contact with them now. So I think just learning like how much culture can make or break that team as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
What's the culture at Clifton Larson Allen?
Yeah. So, I think a lot of people think of public accounting as a very stuffy environment.
Right. Yeah.
Similar to law firms.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kind of get put in the same bucket. CLA is not that type of culture at all. Very much an open door policy. So in terms of working with the principals that we work with, from the time you're an intern, you can walk into a principal's office or a manager's office and ask them any type of questions you may have. And it's just really, the people are really great. So it's way more of a laid back atmosphere, I'd say. It's work hard, play hard, 100%. And I really just, the people I work with are really great. When you're working the hours that you do in public accounting, I think if you don't like the people you work with, it's gonna be really miserable. And the people I work with are just really great. Everyone pulls together to make get across the deadline and works really hard to get through those deadlines. But then at the end of it too, it's not like you go home and you're like, oh good, now I don't have to spend like 2 months with these people. It's okay, we're through the deadline. Now let's go hang out and celebrate that we got through that together. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like through your internship at Arthur Ventures and now your job at CLA, it seems it's essential that you have a good team within your accounting firm. Otherwise, you know, it's not as fun.
100%, yeah.
Great. So we're going to switch it up a little bit. Kaylee, I was wondering, do you have a favorite quote?
So I was kind of thinking about this on my way here. So thinking towards like kind of favorite quote in terms of with my career has just been fake it till you make it. Don't be afraid to say no to stuff.
I love that.
And yeah, fake it until you make it, I think has 100% been my mantra throughout my career.
I would say same, honestly. That's kind of what I'm rolling with right now.
Yeah. Yep.
What about you, Logan? You got a favorite quote?
I do not, actually. I haven't had to think about that yet, so. What skills have you learned working at Arthur Ventures and Clifton Larson Allen that have also been applicable to your daily life?
Yeah, so I think it just goes back to work ethic. Always make sure you're putting in your best effort, putting your best foot forward, and making sure you really take ownership of what you're doing. No one likes it when you're like, oh, well, I didn't do that part, or that part wasn't on me. I think always take ownership of your work or the project you're on, and then also always be that lending hand to someone. In terms of whether that's a team member, whether that's a family member, a friend, some random person on the street, like that smiling face, that person who's willing to jump in and say, hey, I'm here for you. This might not be my area of expertise, but let me know how I can help and how I can help you get across the push this across the line or achieve the goal you're trying to achieve. I think just being there for people goes a long way, whether that's family or friends or at work. You know, being that person who drops a note when your friend finally lands the job, like their dream job, or that person who sends a card or flowers when your friends buy their first house or your mom gets, you know, a big promotion at work, that type of thing. I think that just really goes far in terms of making people feel noticed and appreciated.
Yeah, gratitude's very important. Me and Trent are both in college, obviously. Is there something, do you have any advice for us? Neither of us are going into accounting. I'm going into construction management and...
I'm a sales guy.
Okay. So, but just college in general, is there anything, if you could go back to school, anything that you wish you would have done differently or maybe more internships or...
Or even like advice for us, you know, as we graduate and enter the workforce, anything along those lines?
I think just be open to possibilities as they arise or, you know, be willing to realize that there's a possibility there that you may not have been thinking was something that was even a career that existed while you were in college. So I didn't know business valuation was a career option when I was in college. I was just kind of thrown into it. As you guys heard in my career story, in terms of that was what they put me into to keep me busy.
Mm-hmm.
And it really found a passion for it as I was just kind of thrown into it. So I think just be open to the possibilities as they arise and be willing to say yes to stuff that doesn't maybe seem normal or it doesn't seem like that was on your path that you had predetermined in your head. Because if I would have just said no right away, I wouldn't be in the position where I am now.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're kind of saying get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
I think that's a good motto.
Yeah. Is there any classes you took at NDSU that weren't related to accounting or anything that sparked your interest outside of it?
So unfortunately, I had such blinders on towards accounting while I was here that, like, even in terms of business classes, I only took, like, the business class, other business classes besides accounting that I had to, and then took all accounting electives, which now I really work in this world of finance with the business valuation, and it's a little bit of accounting, but a lot more finance, where I wish that I would have maybe been a little more open to taking other classes while I was in school. So maybe step a little bit outside your box again.
Right.
Get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
For me, I just like had such this like this laid out plan in my head that I wasn't willing to deviate from while I was still in college. Took a few years after college until I got comfortable with that.
I think a lot of us are like that in the moment. You know, we pick that one thing and we don't venture outside the box enough. I think what you're saying is very true.
Right. Like with my major, construction management, I never planned on taking any business classes, but we're required to minor in business, which I was pretty bummed about at first, but they're actually kind of my favorite classes because I already have a pretty general good understanding of construction, and I just want to hurry up and graduate so I could join the workforce.
That was 100% what my thoughts were too.
And then now, like, taking these business classes, I feel like I'm learning so many more skills, like marketing, consumer behavior, all of these classes that have just kind of opened my eyes to other opportunities that are out there.
Well, for you too, chances that you end up owning your own business someday are probably a good shot, at least.
So right.
Having that background in business will probably help you. I mean, probably not immediately when you graduate,
yeah,
but a few years down the road.
Yeah. So getting back to your journey to where you are today, you know, obviously you've climbed the ranks really fast at CLA. A little bit interested with where you think you see yourself in 5 years, and if you still see yourself at CLA, or if maybe you've moved on to your own journey, or what do you think?
Yeah, so I think 5 years from now, I will still be at CLA. I just found out recently that effective November 1st, I will be manager, so next title up.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. So, and with that, that kind of puts me on that principal track. So 5 years from now, probably won't, well, we'll see. Won't quite be a principal yet, but that's the ultimate goal, is to end up being a principal at CLA, most likely in our Chicago office, working with that valuation practice. So.
Well, it seems like you're on track for that, so.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, at Clifton Larson Allen, do you see, so you're in Chicago now, do you see yourself ever going somewhere else if they open up a new office and they ask you to go?
Knock on wood that we stay here, or by here I mean in Chicago, but I wouldn't be opposed to moving back to Minneapolis or maybe Fargo someday. That just might be a bigger sell to my boyfriend, so.
What's kind of the outlook for your business and for Clifton Larson Allen? Is it a pretty steady industry, or does it have its highs and its lows? Does it follow the economic ups and downs, or is it pretty steady throughout?
So luckily, in terms of like the economic cycle, people always need accountants unless something drastic changes with, you know, the legislature and the laws in the United States. People are always going to need accountants. And also with like the practice I work in now, unfortunately, even when the economy is good or even when it's bad, people are still going to be in dispute over whatever that may be. Shareholders are still not going to get along. People are still going to get divorced. It just kind of depends, like the work just kind of shifts in terms of the economic cycle. So not super affected by consumer trends and that type of thing. Really affected though by, I think in the next 10 years, we'll see a lot of change in our industry just based on technology and what happens with artificial intelligence and that type of thing. That's gonna be a huge disruptor in what we do every day, I think.
Yeah, there's obviously a huge push for more automated services. Yeah, are you guys doing anything to develop your own?
Yeah, so our firm has a whole task force that's just focused on disruptors in the industry and what that's going to mean for our firm 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road, 20 years down the road. So they're really focused on that and seeing and trying to predict, I guess, where that will take us as an industry as a whole.
So you're getting prepared for the change.
Hoping to, yeah.
Not going in blind.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. What do you guys, how about college graduates? Are there a lot of accountants that, is there a shortage of accountants or of employees that Clifton Larson Allen is having? Are you having any issues finding new employees? Or when you go to career fairs, what are some traits or qualities that you look for in your employees?
Yeah, so I think just with where the economy is at right now, right, we're at an all-time low in terms of unemployment. Students coming out of the marketplace is not the same as when I came out of school 6 years ago. Or especially when the people who are just above me came out of school 10 years ago, right in the height of the recession. So it has been tough finding the numbers we need to fill the capacity that we have. It's the students' market right now is really what it is. So I think students are slower to accept that first offer, and they really are able to play the field and kind of see what's out there. Or also the biggest trend too is taking 6 months off before starting, so they don't want to accept offers right away. Versus when I came out of school, it was like, absolutely, you're going to accept an offer. Yeah. And maybe if you're lucky, like you'll have 3 months before you start, but you're not going to graduate without an offer type thing. So yeah, it's really a student's market. In terms of what we look for, obviously we do a lot of recruiting at NDSU. And what we find at NDSU is that work ethic. Those laid-back personalities, strong work ethic, students who know and like are able to carry on conversations with clients as well. And I think it really does tie back to that Midwest work ethic that really brings us back to, and we just find great students here, so.
Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah, that makes us feel really great. So, so you look more for qualities and characteristics in individuals, not so much what they know.
Well, yeah, I think 100%. Especially, I mean, and I think that's going to be true across a lot of professions in terms of that entry level position. We can teach you what you need to know on the job. I mean, obviously the background with the classes you're taking at school, that matters. But we know you've taken those classes, right?
Right.
So at the end of the day, it really comes down to personality and a right culture fit and a strong work ethic in terms of how we make selections.
So Kaylee, at your current position, how does consumer behavior factor into your everyday routine? We're actually doing this podcast for a consumer behavior course right now, so do you have a lot of customer interactions?
Yeah, so with clients, 100%. I guess I think of consumer behavior as more retail focused, so maybe correct me in terms of defining that in a different way, maybe, if I'm thinking about it wrong.
No, you're right.
So, yeah, I mean, so I have daily interactions with clients, whether that's like the actual individual clients or the attorneys we're working with.
Yeah.
But I don't think consumer behavior necessarily affects the market I'm in as much as it does.
Yeah,
manufacturing or that type of thing, where it is all dependent on consumer preference and what consumers are buying. A little bit different, right, in the service industry.
No, yeah.
And especially in accounting, like it's not trendy. So there aren't major trends that impact it. It's going to end up coming down to technology, I think, in the future.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so coming to the end of our podcast here. Is there any final words of advice for us?
I don't think so. Just keep doing what you guys are doing. You seem to be doing a great job. Fake it till you make it. Get comfortable with being comfortable.
Yes. Words to live by. Well, Kaylee, we really appreciate you traveling all the way from Chicago to talk to us today. You were a joy to talk to, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, we had a really great conversation, I think, and it was very beneficial for us, so we really appreciate your time.
At first, we were a little bit nervous because, like we mentioned, well, you know, none of us are accountants. We're not accountants.
I think
this went great, and we have some wonderful takeaways and insights to the business world, and we appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. All right.